Hello, everyone. Welcome to KK's podcast. And today we will be talking about the African perspective of the European imperialism. So first, I want to talk about what it was. So some may call it the scramble for Africa. Others may call it the partition of Africa or the conquest of Africa. But this was the invasion, occupation, division, and colonization of African territory by European powers during a short period, which is known to historians as the New Imperialism, between 1881 and 1914. So, before imperialism, Africa was a very diverse land with hundreds of languages and cultures. However, Africa was full of natural resources and raw materials, making it an ideal target for European imperialism. So they saw this as a great opportunity. Colonism had a huge impact on the lives of Africans. Economic policies were adopted by Europeans who destroyed the colonies rather than help them. Africa was damaged economically, politically, and culturally. Africa's traditional lifestyles and cultures were destroyed. The Europeans had absolutely no interest in traditional African culture and had no concern for the Africans. There were several negative effects of colonism that became evident after many African nations became independent. Now, some may say there were some positive results of imperialism. Some may say there were some negative results in imperialism. So some positive results could be that there were improved medical care, sanitation, nutrition, and increased trade and expanded educational opportunities. That is all great, but I feel like the negative outweighs the positive. So some negative results were that there was an encouraged tribal wars by creating artificial borders. There was a loss of independence, destruction of native cultures, and there was a downgrade in traditional African culture. They also exploited natural resources such as minerals, lumber, rubber, human rights, and I can go on and on. But as we can see that this just wasn't fair to Africans, and nobody would really react in a civil way, but they reacted in many different ways. Europeans needed money to run the overseas governments and services for settler communities. And European colony powers did not plan to industrialize or modernize Africa. Africans were used to solely produce raw materials, export them to Europe, and then re-export them to Africa as a final product, which was sold at high prices. So now this is very different from the European perspective on imperialism because Europeans were motivated by the promise of economic growth. And they wanted this to happen. They were the reason for this happening. And Europe believed that expansion would not only supply them with cheap resources, but it would create new markets in which they could trade. So this was all beneficial to the Europeans. On the other hand, the Africans, they were getting everything stolen away from them. Everything that they worked hard for was being taken from them. And this was just a very sad time for them. Meanwhile, on the other hand, Europeans, they found this very resourceful and very helpful to them. So here we have an African proverb, and this can kind of get us into a deeper look on how they saw what was happening. So, and I quote, they said, "When the whites came to our country, we had the land and they had the Bible. Now we have the Bible and they had the land." So, I think that what they meant was that the white men came over and they wanted to modernize Africa, so they taught them their religion. And I think that they saw it as how they were taking everything from them, which they were, and they were making it beneficial to themselves, which was extremely unfair. I hope you guys have a better understanding of the European imperialism and how the Africans saw this and their perspective now. And have a great day, everyone. KK out.